Well, I can't wait to meet our host. I hear this is only one of his beat parties.
Stay positive, the love will come back to me. Stay positive, the love will come back to me. Stay positive, the love will come back to me. Stay positive, the love will come back to me.
Hey, Harry Day, too true, too lie. We're going to talk about steak. I picked up some steaks and took them to my friend's house because they usually cook for me when I go by, usually to watch baseball or football games, but also to visit since I've known them for so long. And my goddaughter was even there, showed up a little late, hung out, and Mississippi State won their baseball game against Arkansas. They were leading the whole game, and the way they've been playing, you just, can they hold the lead? But they did. They had a pretty good game. I went to get some steaks late Saturday. It is Saturday night now. And went by Walmart, my Walmart here in Canton. They didn't have any steaks. And I'm like, oh, it's Mother's Day weekend. Should have got them earlier. So I went to the Kroger down in Madison, and they had lots of steaks. They had 2 packs of T-bones and then plenty of single steak packets. And so I got a 2-pack of T-bones and then a ribeye. I went over there, and usually Gene does the cooking. Brian and I were watching the baseball game, and then Brian would do the dishes at some point. I'm not drinking tea tonight. I'm drinking cold water. I'm doing this cleanse, sort of. All I had for dinner was a giant T-bone steak. And we're going to talk about all the nutritional facts and benefits of steak shortly. But I just decided, you know, everything you get at the store, just about, excluding, you know, the fruit and vegetable area, is processed or has something added to it in some way. A lot of my favorite juices have high fructose corn syrup in it. Now, I'm not afraid of high fructose corn syrup. I'll drink it. There's only so much of it. I ice it down. It kind of, you know, waters it down over time. I still drink the amount I drink, but I'm going to lower that. I'm going to lower the breads. Now, I'm not obese. I'm 6'4". If I was obese, my knees would be shot. But, you know, I could lose 10 pounds or maybe 15 pounds. I don't know. Who am I to say how much someone needs to gain or lose? I know some people need to gain weight. But that's not here or there. We had our steaks, and that's all I ate was steak. And been drinking water. I've also been drinking kombucha. Kombucha is like a fermented, what I got today was a ginger beer, fermented ginger thing. There's one with pineapple in it. There's one that's like a fruit punch fermentation. I don't think it is good. I think the best one is the ginger fermented drink. Got a real hard bite to it. And it puts the good flora in your digestive system. So I'm going to work on the old bod, and maybe I won't feel so 54, which is how old I am. Okay, beyond that, moving steps, changing elevators, getting on the stairway. I read something today. It just flashed across my screen when I was on my phone flipping through, you know, articles and just random news, I guess, but not like heavy duty war news, more like just interesting leisure news or whatever. And I found this article and read it, and it blew my mind. So I was like, well, who put this out? And I looked, went up to the header. It's a newspaper called The Telegraph. I believe it's in the United Kingdom. I believe it leans a little left. I believe it's kind of in line with the New World Order, World Health, all those people that want to control the population. They want to lower the population. You may call me a person who believes in conspiracy theories. It's not a conspiracy theory if it's true, and I don't believe them because a lot of these I cannot prove myself, so I'm very skeptical about these things. But the one I read, this article, I don't see how anyone with brains could agree with what this article tries to make people believe. Oops. Here is what it is. This article posed that home gardening, self-growing, raising your own food has a larger carbon footprint than, and they were very vague at first, than the typical food growing and raising methods. And then when you read through it a little bit, they're including commercial growing and food raising. So all these people who have a few tomato plants and a few pepper plants and a few potato plants and a basil plant, and I'll have a pea plot later, people like me have a bigger footprint than the Moore family across the Big Black River here, who grows, I couldn't count the acres of corn and beans and sometimes cotton, but usually it's corn and beans. And they have some cows. How many acres? I would guess 1,000 acres, maybe more. They have to have huge industrial tractors to work the land and to plant and to use their spray rigs to keep the weeds and the insects down. But my garden has a higher carbon footprint than that? Because that's the ratio I'm seeing it as. Because if we went over here to the Mississippi Delta, it looks like it's about 80% farmland. Flat, rich soil, corn, soybeans, rice, a little bit of sunflowers, probably for hunting though. A little bit of sorghum, some cotton. People don't grow cotton like they used to. Corn's the big seller. And that is more earth friendly than all the home gardens in people's backyards within the same area. Who would fall for that? Who would believe that? I guess people living in a city. It's the only people I can think of, other than an extremely dense-headed people. City people that if they wanted to go put their bare feet in grass, they'd have to find a park within the city or leave the city. Now, the world's populations are mostly in cities, and they're all stacked on top of each other and next door to each other and behind you and in front of you and miles in all directions. And you got all the paved streets and all the wires running over the streets or underground and the water pipes and the gas lines. You know what I mean? We have the same in the country, but it's going down the road here and it cuts into that house. And then a little later, it cuts into that house. Whereas, you know, I can only think if I'm in the middle of the city, I would have to drive for 15 minutes in a big city to get to the edge of the city. And still, you got light pollution at night. So we got these people in the cities reading the Telegraph, probably in London. I don't know who else would read, where else. I know it's online. I doubt very many people in the United States look up the Telegraph for news. Canada, probably not. In mainland Europe, probably not. But I just found that article. by chance, and it blew my mind. How big is my garden? It is not. That's a book. That's a kid's book. How big is my garden? I'll tell you. Two rows of tomatoes, okra at the end, a row of peppers and tomatoes, and then you go over a tilled space, two rows of potatoes. Now, these rows aren't more than 20, 25 feet long. That's a little garden, but I get plenty of food out of it. Why would they want to try to tell people that home gardening, growing your own food, has a bigger carbon footprint than the normal methods of growing food, which is commercial food growing? It's the most ridiculous thing that I have read in a long time. I'm sure I've read much more ridiculous stuff, but this is passed off as being something real. Now, you know, we can jump out of that box and land in the cat box with the big turds of climate change. Well, yeah, the climate always changes. We're not going to sit here and argue this for the next half a minute. The global cooling thing back in the 70s was BS. The global warming thing, they had to rename because it's BS. There are pictures of places on the ocean shore, near cities, wherever, that are notable looking, you know, like stone walls or a marina. And like, here's the water level here in 1950. Here's the water level here in 2020. Wow, it's the same. Well, remember, what's his name? The asshat man bear pig. Al Gore told us 20 years ago that by, gosh, I guess the last decade, early last decade, Miami, New York, you know, cities on the ocean would be underwater. No. So the people trying to tell me, I guess they just, this newspaper article, maybe the person was paid by major food growers who must make plenty of money. Are they losing money to home gardens? That's a country that used to have victory gardens during the war, so there was plenty of food. It just blows my mind. So that's the rant. Take it as you will. We're going to talk about steak, because I'm a steakitarian. It is considered healthy. It has a little bit of a, what is that stuff called? Has a little bit of cholesterol and saturated fat. You can trim it away or not eat it. I eat the fat because I know that the amino acids in fat break down the vitamins in steak and salad and potato skin and all the other things that you eat that you get your vitamin A, B, C, D, E, K, whatever, and your magnesium and your zinc, your trace metals, your minerals. Gosh. Well, obviously, steak is a superb source of protein and vitamins. And these little facts match up with 3 ounces of lean steak. 3 ounces of lean steak only have 179 calories. Okay, maybe it's not lean because it has 7.6 grams of fat, has 60 milligrams of sodium, zero carbohydrates, zero fiber, zero sugars, and up here on the little thing, there's a little, it's the picture of steak and cut of steak and a fork and a piece of steak and these things I just read you, these numbers. And over here in a yellow block, it says check mark, sugar free. Who thinks there's sugar in steak? Are we not teaching the important things in school anymore on how to live, on how to know right from wrong, what's good and what's bad? I wonder, man. I wonder. Steak is naturally free of carbohydrates, sugar, and fiber. Unless you put it on your steak, it's not in there. The way to control the fats in your steak, you can lower it by trimming it before you cook it. It has saturated and unsaturated fats. They're fatty acids. These are the acids that help break down, like your vitamin B's, for instance. Vitamin D's. Did you know that opposed to grain-fed beef, grass-fed beef is lower in total fat and has a more favorable fatty acid profile, the good fat? Of course, you smother it in butter, you're going to add some fat and some calories. Steak is an excellent source of high-quality protein. As with other animal proteins, beef is a complete protein, and it offers all of the essential amino acids required by the body. All the amino acids. That's what breaks down your food. You gotta have a little fat in your diet. Beef is a good source. And let's talk about meat. Let's talk about steak. But what we're talking about is beef. We're talking about cow meat, right? Cattle, cow, cow. I said it twice. I love it so much, I said it twice. Beef has, it's an excellent source of vitamin B12, niacin, which is a B vitamin, selenium, iron, and zinc. Grass-fed beef is higher in vitamin A and E than the conventionally grown grain-fed beef. Although a lot of beef can be fed both. They graze and they're fed, you know, their grain. Now, eating the amount of protein that a body needs, eating enough protein, it is essential. And steak is one of the most excellent sources of it. Research shows that unprocessed meats, like steak, is a superior choice to processed meat. Like, well, you know, what processed meat are you talking about? Potted meat? Yuck. Spam? Yuck. Eating beef reduces muscle wasting. Sarcopenia is the natural loss of muscle with age. Loss of muscle leads to a higher risk of injury and reduced independence for seniors or people that lose all their muscle because they think they have an eating problem and they won't eat. I know people like that. I mean, just they need to eat, but then like their little tummy like puffs out a quarter inch and they're like, "Oh God, I'm fat," and then they don't eat for a day. I don't understand people. You'll be fine. Little, you know, a little bit of belly, it's okay. Woman, man, it is okay. Studies have shown that animal protein intake is associated with higher retention of muscle mass, even in older adults who don't exercise. If you keep steak on the menu for older adults, it may help preserve their muscle mass and function. Okay, this... this, okay, hold on. I gotta drink some water. My ice is melted so it didn't tinkle for y'all. Sorry. The next little title is AIDS immunity. So I'm thinking, hey, it keeps you from getting AIDS. Nice. However, I misinterpreted that. Beef offers protein and zinc, two essential nutrients for the immune system. Along with washing your hands and eating plenty of fruits and vegetables, a moderate portion of steak can provide nutritional support for fending off colds and viruses. Have you ever noticed, and I noticed this early on when health stores started becoming a thing in the South, and this is a while back, there were, you know, we knew there are all these health stores in California. Some in Florida, you know, a little bit up the West Coast. But, you know, they started popping up in cities all over because it became popular, people eating better. And that's a good thing. that is a good thing. But I would go in there. There's certain things I always got at the health stores. I can't think of any of them at the moment. Usually it was lunch, just a healthy lunch. But you'd look at the people in there shopping, and they just looked frail. And I guess they could have had food allergies. I remember a time when I'd never heard of a wheat germ or whatever it is that's in bread that people all of a sudden no one can eat. I sometimes wonder if they think they have an allergy, but really they're just nervous or on the verge of panic attacks or high tension or have, gosh, you know, have the, not scabies, the, not rickets, the, I need someone to tell me. Shin splints? No. I know you're listening to this and you're like, it's this. And I'm like, I can't hear you. Anyway. Anemia. See, look at this. It fends off colds and viruses. That with fruits and vegetables. Just eating healthy keeps you healthy. Your immune system is up. You can have fruit, vegetables, and meat. You don't need to eat bean curd and save the planet. Why don't you grow a little garden and build a giant footprint? Eating beef lowers the risk of anemia. Steak provides iron and vitamin B12, and that is crucial for the prevention of anemia. The symptoms of anemia, if you don't know, are fatigue, dizziness, shortness of breath, paleness, headaches, cold hands and feet. I guess it's like weak blood, really. Consuming iron-rich foods like steak or also, you know, you want some iron, eat foods that grow under the ground, like potatoes and beets. Consuming iron-rich foods like steak can help prevent anemia for most people. It provides a heart-healthy option, despite the assumptions from the past and all the naysayers. Red meat does not alone cause heart disease. Studies show processed meats pose a greater threat to heart health than freshly prepared meats like steak. Now, it says you shouldn't necessarily increase your intake of red meat like daily or every other day or whatever. I don't eat it that much. I love fish. I love chicken. Although you shouldn't necessarily increase your intake of red meat, choosing steak instead of lunch meats, for instance, is a beneficial change with less sodium and preservatives. Boom. There you go. Balancing your intake of steak with heart-healthy fruits and vegetables reduce the risks of health issues. It's a balanced diet. Eat a balanced diet. I don't know what people eat as a meat substitute. You know, I was reading about all the different kinds of steaks, I guess, from a previous episode, and mushroom steak was one of them, and that's just offensive. It's a mushroom. Okay, it's a mushroom. It's not a mushroom steak. Just because it's big and you grilled it, doesn't make it a damn steak. And now, you know, put some Worcestershire and some salt. It's good. I'll eat it with steak. I love mushrooms with steak. Mmm. Makes me go, mmm. Okay, eating beef may prevent diabetes. Processed meats appear to cause a greater risk of type 2 diabetes than unprocessed meats like steak. While a meal plan based on seafood, nuts, beans, fruits, and vegetables is preferable to eating lots of red meat, choosing steak instead of cured bacon or processed chicken nuggets is a better way to go for health and disease prevention. Meat allergies are uncommon, but a strange reaction after tick bites has been shown to produce IgE-mediated reactions to red meat. Huh. Severe hypertensivity symptoms sometimes appear as a delayed meat allergy. If you notice allergy symptoms from eating steak, don't eat steak. If you do notice health issues from eating too much beef, it says here that you should eat leaner cuts of beef, lower your cholesterol, or just eat less beef. Don't tell me what to do. Just show me how to do it correctly. That's probably not a saying. Don't do as I do. Don't do as I say, do as I do. I've got that one backwards, but that's all right. We got the varieties, the prime beef, the choice beef, the select beef. It's leaner than prime and choice. I eat a lot of deer. It's only reason I call it processed is because I debone and defat and de-membrane it and put it through a grinder with beef fat to add fat to lean meat. And it makes it taste so good, by the way. Storage and safety, how to prepare. So that's our thing. I don't demand anyone to do anything. I don't, besides be positive and live well and be kind. If you don't want to eat meat, don't eat meat. I don't care. People don't care. You do you. I'll do me. You know, they'll do them and we be we and blah, blah, blah. You know, that's how it is anyway. I'm not going to go give a speech to the golf team about adding more meat to their diets. They're just going to listen and then go home and eat what their parents make. They may ask for a steak. They may make them want a steak. You hear about steak. Ooh, I'd love a steak. So we can jump from this wagon into another wagon. Let's talk about steakhouses, places where you get steak prepared for you. And there are some. I've been to a lot of them because when you hear of one and you... Like, there's little towns out here where I live that have the steakhouse in that town. And it's usually a little expensive. But if it's open and it's in a little town and there's always people there, it's probably really good. This town I'm in, Canton, has one that's excellent. They even have Banana Foster for a dessert, which is, you know, tremendous. My son loves it. Their steaks are good. Pricey, but good. Now, one town away from me here, going across the river into this, I mean, a little town that you can't even see from the two-lane Highway 16. It's, you got to cut in. And it's just a gas station and a couple of buildings and houses here and there, a church and a school. There's not much to it. They have a steakhouse. It's actually very expensive, but man, I don't know what they, I don't know what their marinade is, but it's perfect. The last time I ate there, me and Ethan and Summer went and ate there, and I'm the only one that got a steak, and it was very expensive. But one kid got a fish, I think. One got shrimp. And those meals were half the price of my steak. So it didn't just knock my wallet out of my face, but that's okay. Out with the kids, get what you want to eat. I felt like a steak. My steak was, I like a medium rare or a hot pink, which is between medium rare and medium. I'll eat them, however. I prefer them not to be medium well or well done. because what's the point? I mean, I'll eat it, but they made it rare for me, and it was pretty rare, but it tastes so good. I ate it. What are you going to do? I'll send it back. And then by the time it gets in there and they get a chance to cook it, it's cold. And then they heat it up for just a little while and bring it back, and it's only hot on the outside. So when they bring you a steak and it's hot, because that's how I eat mine, when it comes off the grill, and if the other side dishes aren't ready, I'll just skip them. I want my steak hot, right off the grill, hot. I want most of the meats I cook, except for chicken, I want to eat them right off the grill hot. They're just not as good as they get warm to cool. And the steak was very rare, but it was, tasted so good, it didn't matter. Worst steak I've ever seen. Me and my ex were with some friends down in New Orleans. There's this place called the Port au Call. Very popular place. Very popular steakhouse. It was two friends and us. We all ordered steaks. My steak was pretty good. It wasn't excellent. And the place was supposedly known for excellent steaks. But the piece of shit that they put on a plate and put in front of my ex, it was all fat and gristle. It wasn't cooked hardly at all. It's like they had a really hot part of the grill and they just threw it on there. And then they flipped it over, maybe an extra minute per side, and they sent it out. And I don't think she wanted to send it back because didn't want to be rude, but I mean, it is the worst steak I've ever seen served on a plate. Or just in general. Port au Call, New Orleans. Of course, this is a long time ago. They've probably made a lot of steaks since then. Probably had a lot of cooks come through since then. I don't know if there's another steak place I've eaten in New Orleans. I usually go for redfish and shrimp. Maybe some oysters, yeah. You know, you got to get, when you're near the Gulf, you got to get the Gulf food. Cows don't swim in the Gulf. Another town down the river, I didn't even know they had this steakhouse. Me and my cousins went there, slammed with people. We got a table. My steak was a little underdone, but it tasted good, so I ate it. I've had a better steak at this in Benton here at this steakhouse. Now, if we go southerly and west into Flora, there's a steak place I've been to a bunch of times. I know the guy who used to supply the meat to him. I don't know if he still does or not. His daughter's in my son's class. They have excellent steaks. They have excellent everything food. And hadn't been there in a long time. But God, their food's so good. The very first steakhouse I ever went to, I was a little boy. My mom and dad, we lived in Madison County, outside of Madison, near the reservoir, near the Trace. There was a steakhouse called the Conestoga. Right now, it's a bar called Shuckers. But in the 1970s, it was a steakhouse. And you walked in, and it was all candlelight. Every table had a big candle on it. And that's what lit up the place. It just had this feel. Of course, I was a little child. Everybody got steaks. The steaks came with those little plastic finger-sized signs you stick down in there. And the color of it tells you what it's been cooked to. I thought that was so cool. That and, you know, we were with friends and their kids who were my friends, and it was just you're 6 years old, 8 years old, whatever, and it's such a big time when you had a big table of friends and parents, and the parent, you know, this is 1970s, all the parents are drinking because we only lived a mile up the road, and there was no seat belts really, no one used them, they were just the lap belts. And there weren't any police out that way at the time. But, fond memories of that place. Now it's like a meat market bar that gets crowded on weekends. I went to meet someone I'd met in Facebook. She was like, hey, I'm going to be up at Shuckers. Why don't you come up there? I'm like, why not? I wasn't real sure about this, but you don't know until you go and see, you know, people that you hadn't met yet in person on whether you want to hang out with them in the future or not. I get there and I see her near the band and I'm coming from back behind her and she's with a friend or sister. She's with her sister. No, she's with her daughter who's grown. And I walk up behind her and I know her ex-boyfriend and she is texting with her ex-boyfriend when I look over her shoulder and see her phone. And I was just like, are you kidding me? So I stayed and I bought her and her daughter a beer. We listened to the band. We danced around a little bit, not touching, was not attracted to her. And I was like, hey, I got to go. Slipped out by. About a month later, I get a message on Facebook. So are we just not talking now? Like, I'm like, it's a month later. I didn't even tell her that I saw she was texting with her ex, whom I know because it's my son's, one of his best friend's dad. Small town, man. It's not that small now. It sure used to be small. Madison was small. Everybody at least recognized everybody, even going into Jackson when you went out, because there are only so many kids in the schools. And they all ate steak back then. Maybe a few girls didn't. But I'm not knocking you. I'm just worried about your health, man. I'm so worried about your health. You need to eat some beef. Get your vitamins. Get those amino acids. Dadgummit, you're not breaking down your vitamin Bs. It's peeing out your urine hole because you're not breaking them down because you won't eat fat. Eat a little fat in your meal. It's human. People long, long, long ago, prehistory, died trying to kill an animal that had good meat with fat in it because it tasted better. Like bear. The natives loved bear. Buffalo, a little bit lean, but they mixed it with fattier parts of the body. Deer is very lean. Okay, this is a steakhouse in Vicksburg that for a long time I forgot about. And it's as old as I am. No, it's older than I am. I'm 54. It's probably 68 years old or 64 years old or something. From the late 50s or early 60s, there's a man in the front window with plexiglass on the inside around him with the grill and steaks, all these prime, beautiful marbled steaks stacked to the side. As orders come in, he cooks them on the grill right there. There's a hood sucking the smoke and heat out above him. It's a hotel. I cannot believe I can't think of this place. It's like my favorite place. I took a date there. Me and ex used to go there a lot. Just for the drive. What is the name of that hotel? It's over on... Oh, man. It's going to drive me crazy. It's such a cool place because it's not fancy. But it's so good. So, so good. And I cannot think of the name of it, and it's killing me. It is the place to eat steak in Vicksburg. It's east side of Vicksburg, near the interstate. It's by a hotel. It's the Benton Inn. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Anyway. It's good. I promise. When we used to go to deer camp, at deer camp, they had a pit grill where we ate you know, round tenderized deer steaks on a sopped toasted bread off that big pit grill, and you take a piece of deer meat inside that piece of sopped, you know, marinade sopped white bread, and that's what everyone ate on Friday nights at the deer camp. And you know, big time, all the members knew everybody. All us kids would go out into the fields early in the deer season and have gourd wars, you know, smashing gourds off each other's heads. But at the trailer that we had next to the Cully's trailer, whom I grew up with, that family in my neighborhood, someone made my dad this grill out of the rim from a bus that had three legs that had it about 3 feet off the ground, and then it was welded and painted, and it had a grill laid inside it. You could put the coals underneath and grill on top of it. My gosh, we had many a good steak off that grill. Man. I wonder where that grill is. Who knows? The Cully's trailer got completely crushed by a 100-year-old pecan tree that fell during a tornado. I mean, this was long after we all went over there. You know, this was, you know, everybody's grown up and doing their own thing now. Our trailer was sold. We sold it. And I think the guy across the little road there bought it and let his sons live there. They were teens, and they trashed the place. But I hadn't been there in a long time. Where else? Where's your favorite steak place? Can't hear you. You know, I doubt there's any songs about steaks. I'm going to move on and ramble, I guess. For an outro song, I think I'm just going to use a song. Sometimes, okay, so I take medication. I take serotonin medication. At least one of the other three happy serums that your brain creates to make you feel happy in a normal way when you want to feel happy. You know, when you want to feel happy, when something makes you happy, you get happy. My brain quit making serotonin in 2012. My daughter was 5, my son was 4. Something like that. And I crashed. And I was eating steak. I was trying to keep my health up. But steak doesn't give you the endorphins, no. Not the epinephrine, the neoprenes. I don't know. The serotonin's the main one because my brain doesn't make it. My doctor sent my DNA off to the Mayo Clinic up north. And they did a full look at what it told him and said, yeah, he didn't have any serotonin in him. His brain's not making serotonin. So I take a huge dose of serotonin and a couple of little boosters with it every day, a little bit at night too. What's weird is it used to be if I missed it, I'd have a bad day the next day. And it used to be if I drank a beer 2 days later, I'd have a bad day. Bad day meaning I'd just be depressed. And there wasn't, I couldn't just say, oh, it's okay, and smile and be fine. It doesn't work like that. That's not how the brain works. And so, you know, I'm taking this stuff for the rest of my life. And you see in the news, this is such a huge gear shift, I apologize. You know, you see in the news, or you hear about friends or friends of friends who take their own lives, or who OD, and sometimes you OD and you live, and sometimes you OD and you die. That they just, or people that just give up on their own lives, and it's tragic, and it just makes me think they're not trying, they're not seeking out help. Maybe they think there's a stigma to going to a psychiatrist and taking serotonin medication, whatever it's called. Mine's called a Prestique. Well, let me tell you, I'm fine with taking it because I've seen the other side. I've seen the darkness. I've had talks with people about this, and people won't want to talk about it, but you know, how do other people learn that it's okay to take medication or to seek help and get that quality of life that everyone deserves? Because if you don't have quality of life and you're just in the shitter and you're thinking about offing yourself, you're not trying. You need to find help. Someone needs to take you to get help, and you need to say, okay, I'll go, because it can be corrected. It can absolutely be corrected. I've had friends kill themselves. I've had friends probably accidentally OD, but some of them's not sure, you know, and it's just, you know, it's awful. I've gone to their funerals. And, you know, I've done a long episode in the catalog of my stuff about my depression that really gets into it more so. But, you know, all I really want to kind of touch on is that it's okay to get help. And if someone makes fun of you or makes a comment that makes you doubt that you should do that, that's bullshit. It is okay to get help with anything. I mean, you could take it all the way down to, I need help controlling my dog. I need help learning this math. I need help because I'm so depressed. All I think about is crashing my car into other cars. And then I'm going to hurt everybody and me. I mean, no, what you need is help. Go get help. It's okay to get help. Eat a steak and then go get help. I know adults that were my parents' age. Not now, 20 years ago maybe, I can think of a few, took their own lives. I don't know if they got like a bad report from the doctor and was like, I'm not going out like that, with some disease that was terminal. One guy, one man, I remember him. He drove over to our house once on a lawnmower. I'd never seen that before in my life. I was like 10. He had the same name as a very well-known representative or senator, but he wasn't him. And I used to get him confused. I used to think, is that Sonny Montgomery? I was like, that's Sonny Montgomery, but not the politician. One day, maybe 30 years ago, I don't know. One day, he drove. No one told us what had happened within the previous 24 hours. He drove to Vicksburg to the Mississippi River Bridge, I-55, stopped in the middle of the bridge, parked his car. I think he turned the hazards on, and he jumped. They never found him. You know, I guess he lived a lot of life first. But still, you know, he had a wife. He had grown kids, probably grandkids, I'm sure. So, you know, who knows what the reason was. I have a good friend. He lives downtown in Jackson. He used to be down the street from me. He used to work the suicide hotline. And I'd ask him all these questions because I was mad suicidal when I crashed in 2012. I need to go someplace safe. Like I had to check into a place because my medicine didn't work anymore. I'd been taking just a small amount of serotonin for maybe 10 years, and it just stopped working. And I crashed so hard. And I had little kids, and I would play with them, and I would just struggle to play with my own kids. And I was not afraid. I wouldn't care if everyone I ever knew lined the street while I was being driven to the 3-day lockup so that a doctor could see me right away and get my head straight. And he did. And it took a few years for the waves of, I don't feel very good. Oh, wow, I felt way better. You know, down and up, up and down. It took a few years of that, tweaking the medicine. But he got me there. And it's a high dose of stuff. But it works, man. I'm telling you, it works. I get food euphorias. If I get a really good steak that's marinated well, if I get it over at, what the hell is the name of that place in Vicksburg? It starts with a B. I know it starts with a B. I can't think of it. Oh, this is driving me nuts. Just like the pirate captain with the helm coming out of his pants. Arr, it's driving me nuts. That's a pretty shitty joke. Why doesn't this thing work? I've got like a bell, but it doesn't work. Hey, it works now. That means I got to drink some water. So I'm driving home tonight. I listened to Elliott Smith. No one knows who Elliott Smith is. He killed himself. He stabbed himself twice just under his sternum, supposedly. You never know with these high-profile deaths what really happened. But I always thought he was a modern John Lennon. He wrote all his own music. He played all his own music. It was amazing. It's blue. It's pretty blue. It can be sad. He was a tortured soul. That's why he stabbed himself twice in the freaking chest, which is crazy. But his music is so beautiful. It's beautiful. You know, there's two things I'll let other people know. I have to take serotonin medicine so I don't kill myself. That's harsh. And I love Elliott Smith music, even though it's a bunch of downers. That's just being real, you know. I've always been real on this show and always will be. And, you know, it's not like a lot of people listen to it. It's here and there. It's people I know. I've found out lately. There's some that don't like me talking about them, even though I don't mention names. I hear you and I apologize. And if I've already done it, I won't do it again. It's not like the people in Ireland and the people in England and the people in Canada and Australia. It's mostly white countries, the Caucasian countries that I get the most listens from. And in the United States, every state. It's just sporadic, though. I've got such a huge catalog now of stuff that people can do in a search and like come up with a subject and say, hey, I'll listen to that. But I've really rambled on and TMI'd my ass off. But, you know, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychoanalyst. But I want to help people. I've always wanted to help people, no matter the age, no matter what it is. And from my experience with being super depressed and a very, very dark, 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 cannot explain how dark and awful just the world would feel, the outside world and my inside mind. Knowing that I've been there and come through it alone is enlightening. And people that might hear this and might have gone through or are going through something like that, you may not see the light, but it's there. And then you might have to ask for help, but you damn sure need to if you think that you're in that dark of a way. I feel I'm being repetitive now. I just want people to get help and be okay and eat steak. You ain't got to eat steak, but I know you will. Because that's some good stuff, man. Right, marinade. Shoot, I sear and bake my steaks lately instead of grill. I haven't filled the bottle on my grill in 9 months. Maybe less. You know, if you season it right, if you prepare it right, you can cook it so many different ways and your food be so good. I remember I was saying the food. Now I've forgotten that word. I'll probably remember the steakhouse and not remember this word. I can't think of it. Anyway, you know the drill. Keep things good with your parents and your family. Keep in contact with the ones that don't live near you. Be cool with your friends, you know, make new friends. You never know when you need a friend and your regular friends aren't there. I love meeting people and making friends. You know, I'm going to talk to someone. If they see me again, they're going to remember because I probably wouldn't shut up unless they talk a lot too. I sat next to this old man, this grandfather, at an award show at the school. And he and I talked until the thing started. We were there early and he and I talked. 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Really nice guy. But it's one of those things, I guess because he's old, that he didn't turn and tap me on the knee and say, hey, see you later, because he left early. I looked up and he was halfway down the steps and gone. And sometimes that's how people are, though. That's why you got to be kind to them. Stay close. Because someday you're going to turn and they ain't going to be there and you're never going to see them again. And you may be that person too. So why not be good about things instead of being a smart ass or a mean old meanie? You know what I'm saying? This is going to go almost an hour long and all I wanted to do was talk about steak. And now I've got to add a song and it will. If I cut it now, it'll go just under. So I'll cut it now. Harry Day. Peace. I'm stuck here waiting for a passive feeling. Still I send all the time my request for relief down a dead power line. Though I'm beyond belief in the help I require, just to insist that all took a long time to stand to stuck here waiting for a passive feeling.